Across his right shoulder he carried a saddle and blanket held with his left hand. In his right he carried a long wooden case, its polish gleaming in the firelight. It was 7 feet long and 4 inches by 8. Curious. I noticed the dog as they crossed the creek. A mongrel, ragged, mangy, mostly a dirty white, but with a black circle around one eye and a few daubs of black on its flanks. It limped, carrying one forepaw off the ground. The fire caught its eyes. They burned bright red. The man was over 6 feet, maybe 30. He moved lithely even in his weariness. He had muscles on muscles. His tattered shirt revealed arms and chest crisscrossed with scars. His face was empty of emotion. He met my gaze as he approached the fire, neither smiling nor betraying unfriendly intent. Chill touched me, lightly. He looked tough, but not tough enough to negotiate the plane of fear alone. First order of business would be to stall. Otto was due out to relieve me soon. The fire would alert him. He would see the stranger, then duck down and rouse the hole. "Hello," I said. He halted, exchanged glances with his mongrel. The dog came forward slowly, sniffing the air, searching the surrounding night. It stopped a few feet away, shook as though wet, settled on its belly. The stranger came forward just that far. "Take a load off," I invited. He swung his saddle down, lowered his case, sat. He was stiff. He had trouble crossing his legs. "Lose your horse." He nodded. "Broke a leg, west of here, 5-6 miles. I lost the trail." There are trails through the plain, some of them the plain honors as safe, sometimes, according to a formula known only to its denizens. Only someone desperate or stupid hazards them alone, though. This fellow did not look like an idiot. The dog made a woofling sound. The man scratched its ears. "Where are you headed?"
"Place called the Fastness."
That is the legend name, the propaganda name, for the hole. A calculated bit of glamour for the troops in faraway places.
"Name?"
"Tracker. This is Toad Killer Dog."
"Pleased to meet you, Tracker."
"Toad Killer," the dog grumbled. Tracker said, "You have to use his whole name, Toad Killer Dog." I kept a straight face only because he was such a big, grim, tough-looking man. "What's this Fastness?" I asked. "I never heard of it." He lifted hard, dark eyes from the mutt, smiled. "I've heard it lies near Tokens." "Twice in one day. Was it the day of twos?" "No, not bloody likely." I did not like the look of the man either. Reminded me too much of our one-time brother, Raven. Ice and iron. I donned my baffled face. It is a good one. "Tokens. That's a new one on me. Must be somewhere way the hell out east. What are you headed there for, anyway?" He smiled again. His dog opened one eye, gave me a baleful look. They did not believe me.
"Carrying messages."
"I see. Mainly a packet, addressed to somebody named Croker." I sucked spittle between teeth, slowly scanned the surrounding darkness. The circle of light had shrunk, but the number of menhirs remained undiminished.